Hey, everybody. We are so excited to announce that we have written a book. Too Tired to Fight is now available for pre-order. You can go to our website, couplescounselingforparents.com, or our Instagram handle, couplescounselingforparents, and click in the LinkedIn bio and find more information about how you can pre-order the book today. The book will officially be out for sale on July 9th of 2024. Go to our website, couplescounselingforparents.com, or our Instagram handle, and you can pre-order your book today. Now, let's get back to the show.
Hello and welcome. This is Couples Counseling for Parents, a show about couple relationships, how they work, why they don't, what you can do to fix what's broken.
Here are our parents.
Our dad, Dr. Stephen Mitchell,
and our mom, Erin Mitchell.
Hello, and thanks for joining us today on Couples Counseling for Parents. I'm Dr. Stephen Mitchell.
I'm Erin Mitchell.
And on today's show, we want to talk about what you and your partner can do when you are feeling disconnection in your relationship. What? Why do you laugh?
I was going to make a joke about, but no one's feeling disconnected. That's
true.
But that's so uncommon. But then I was like, oh, it's just, of course.
It's such a reality of being a couple and being parents, this feeling of being disconnected. And I think that it's something to note, like we're not talking about this in the sense of like, couples are purposefully trying to not be connected, or they're like anything other than just the day-to-day life that goes on as parenting partners and how that leads to disconnection.
Okay. I think we need to talk more about that, but let's do it because
let me read. You want me to read the case example and then we can.
Yeah. Because I'm continue. Just going to say what we can continue on because okay. I'm worried I'll lose the thought, but I think it does feel to a lot of partners, like their partner is trying to
be disconnected
or isn't trying that their partner isn't trying to do the things that would make them feel connected.
Okay. All right. Well, let's
which feels intentional.
Okay. So let's get into the case example and then we'll expand on that thought.
There are other thoughts too, but yes.
Excellent. Okay. So, here's the case example. Let me get to it. Here we are. So Todd and Ahmad have been together for 8 years and have 2 kids. And if you ask both of them, they would say they have a strong, close relationship. They enjoy being together, love their role as parents, and feel mostly positive about their relationship. All this being said, they would also say that right now in their relationship, they feel disconnected. Neither one of them really even knows why. They have a good foundation, they have a good history of loving one another and feeling close, but presently, they just feel distant. No one has really, quote-unquote, done anything that would be an easy identifier as a reason for their disconnection. They just feel off. It's not like it used to be. Yes, they both feel like since becoming parents, their relationship has changed in all the ways kids change a relationship, but they in no way regret this change. It's just little things that seem to keep them from feeling as close as they used to. Little things like falling asleep with one of the kids at night instead of staying up and spending some time together. Or when they both get home from work at the end of the day, focusing more on connecting with the kids and making sure the family reunification is positive and not having any rituals for their couple reunification. Or moments where one of them gets overwhelmed and interacts with the kids in a way that is less than ideal. And even though the interaction is resolved with the kids, not feeling like it's resolved between the two of them. And all these little micro moments don't seem like a big deal in the moment, and many times just happen and then are moved past. Yet, later, after the fact, these micro moments start adding up, and both Todd and Ahmad find they are frustrated with each other or feel distant. For both of them, it can feel silly to bring these things up, and it's not uncommon if one of them does, the other becomes defensive and tries to brush the concern aside. The net effect of this pattern is Todd and Ahmad know they love each other, but they don't feel connected or close.
I think that's really good.
The life of every parenting partner who's ever been.
Yeah, wait, don't put it down. I need to see it. So I think Yeah, I think there's so many things I loved. I wrote some of the little words down. And honestly, what they are little. Like these little things and these micro moments and mostly positive. And we don't know why.
It could feel silly to bring it up.
You don't even know what to bring up. Mm-hmm. I think these are the things we hear from couples all of the time. And yes. Couples we're working with. And
we've never experienced them, though. Like this,
this is what we're saying to each other all of the time.
This doesn't happen for us.
No, I think that that's exactly the thing. But so I think, by the time that this couple sees us, I don't think couples seek out. It is very uncommon for a couple to seek out working with us, or I think working with someone else because of this feeling. I don't think this feels like a big enough deal.
It's gotten a little more crusty by the time they come and see us, is what I would
say.
That's
graphic.
This generalized feeling of distance or disconnection, most couples still are like, oh, you know, it's just a phase. It's a stage. We'll figure it out. But then I think to your point, what you were saying before we read the case example, it then something shifts and it begins to feel like, wait a second, you're not doing work to help us not feel disconnected or to not feel distant. And then this is where the crustification, that's a real word.
But I was just going to say that's a word.
That I made up, begins to happen. And then this is when couples come to see us and they're pretty tired, they're pretty hurt, they're pretty resentful, and they're pretty confused, I would say, about like, man, what happened to our relationship?
So I think the other part that I think is worth mentioning is that in the beginning, they both said, we enjoy being together. We love being parents. And mostly we feel positive about a relationship. And that, because I do think people would say that.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, really? Because all of those things are true. But like 1 or 10 layers beneath that is like, I don't really feel close to you. Mm-hmm. I like you. I definitely still want to be with you. I wish we felt closer, but I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel connected to you. I don't feel like you really want to feel any more connected than we are.
So what? Because I'm thinking, you know, people would be like, well, you just need some time together.
That's
you
what
know,
people
you need,
always
you need
say.
Some date nights. You need some regularly scheduled moments where you're focusing on your couple relationship and all of that. Hey, that's great. Super positive. Do that. I think that's a good idea. But
I think those can be good ideas.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think they necessarily.
But what would you say the thing is? Like, what's the issue there?
Okay. So what's the thing our kids say in the beginning? How they work, why they don't.
And what you can do
so
to fix
I think,
what's broken.
Yeah. So how I didn't remember the order. So how they work, I think it's all the words that I wrote down that I liked. Like this is what connects for me about how a relationship works. It is the little things. It is the little things that connect us, and mm-hmm. it is also the little things that disconnect us. So how
let's just pause because that's deep. Everyone take that in. It's the little things that connect us. And it's the little things that disconnect us. Quotes, Aaron Mitchell.
Thank you.
All right.
But it's also the little things that fix what's broken.
Oh, man, I didn't have that in the quotes.
I know, because you didn't let me finish.
Dang it. I'm so sorry. Shoot.
So I think how it works is different for each couple. I think it's different for each individual. So I think that you are a person who likes time. You're a person who, like, if
yes,
I'm like, hey, Steven, guess what I did? I carved out 3 hours on Friday night or whatever, Sunday brunch, doesn't really matter when, and it's going to be just you and me, and we're going to go do this thing, or we're going, I mean, for you, it would be like, we're going to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd be like, I am excited. I feel loved. I feel cared for. I will look forward to that time. And we may not speak again until that time.
Right.
Because you're like, yeah,
we'll talk then. Yeah.
Yeah. And that is nice for me. If you said all of those things to me, I'd be mm-hmm. like, oh, that was thoughtful. That does not feel connective to me. For me, I want to like wake up in the morning and have you like see me and feel like you're excited that I live
Smile
in the same house as you.
Good morning. Yeah, it's going to be a great day. Yeah. Kind of like,
And then similarly, I think especially for parents, that this is one of those things where, so if just working with this, I've made a dinner reservation for us, example. If you said to me, hey, Aaron, I made a dinner reservation for us, and you wanted that to be significant, and that is obviously mm-hmm. you trying to make a movement of like, hey, I miss you. I want to connect with you.
Right.
But I feel like from now until then, I am drowning under the weight of an unequal load of parenting, mm-hmm. household, work mm-hmm. imbalance.
Yeah, I'm not trying to connect to you in quote unquote little ways, like throughout.
Yeah, yeah, right. Because those aren't little things.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, then it's like, well, excuse me if I don't show up
this
to dinner's
gonna be awesome.
Overjoyed for time with you and like yeah. give you this big pat on the back because we've got time, but like I'm drowning the other 6 days of the week. That's not gonna work out for me. You know, like
yeah. Well, I think if
so I think that's how they don't. I think how they do work is couples.
Because let's just for me to clear. Yeah. So how the why this becomes a thing is because
disconnection.
Yeah, why mm-hmm. this disconnection happens is because there's sort of a stacking up of the little micro moments where connection could happen but doesn't happen, and that sort of lends to like an overall atrophy, so that these big moments or these big things of hey, let's take a trip or hey, let's have a dinner or let you know, don't it doesn't fill that space because
yeah, they feel like gestures at that point. Nice, welcome gestures. I'm right. not. I mean, I doubt anybody's going to be like, no, thank you, I don't want a trip.
Right,
no,
right,
let's
right,
do that.
Right.
But also, like, no, that doesn't fill quite the chasm that feels like the other 360 days of the year.
So in the case example, we were talking, you know, Todd and Ahmad, there's these little things, like these little things, like when they come home from work, they understand it. I mean, it's hard for this not to happen. You know, it's like focusing on the kids and getting, you know, them settled and helping them feel reunified with the family, but amiss with each other, or seeing a partner.
Wait, I want to pause on that one okay. because I think that is one of the most potentially misunderstood okay. parts for a lot of couples. Okay. I think a lot.
What would be one you would?
Well, I think it's worth talking about because okay. I think a lot of partners feel like we spend too much time with our kids. I think there's a way to be together as an entire family and still connecting as a couple.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, I know you do. But I think that it gets misrepresented a lot of times, like
you just need time away from your kids so you can connect as a couple.
Yeah, and yeah. maybe you do. I'm not trying to say you don't need that or you mm-hmm. do need that. I'm just saying that I think that a lot of times what we hear from partner, like one partner is like their only priority is our kid. I think right. that can be a shared thing. I think we can find couple time even in the midst of being with our kids. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. I just want to make sure we're not trying to paint this picture of if you're always with your kids, your couple relationship's going to suffer.
Right.
I don't.
Right, right, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I don't want to say that either. So these.
But it can be hard.
Yeah, also. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So there's these moments of disconnection that are happening, these little moments that are adding up. I'm just thinking, like, how does a couple, first of all, be aware of the little moments in terms of the opportunities, but then also the moments missed so that they can also repair those moments that maybe have been, so they can take the opportunities and repair the moments that have been missed, so that the general feeling of the relationship is we're both trying to be mindful of being connected, and we're both working towards that. And we're both, you know, trying here.
Yeah. Is that?
That's a question.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so I think that those moments are different for each partner. I think very mm-hmm. rarely do we talk to a couple where it's like we connect and feel like close
right.
and like their partner's way. Been intentional towards us in the same way.
Yeah.
So I think especially, again, as parents, we default back to old ways of being and just sort of like trying to make it through the day. And we kind of forget, not kind of, we forget or deprioritize movements, little movements towards ourselves mm-hmm. and our partner. So I think it's getting really clear, not critical, but clear about like...
Ooh, I like that. Get clear, not critical. That's another quote. That's a great phrase. I love that.
Yeah.
That feels so helpful to me. Get clear, not critical.
Because I think the difference is I can go through a day and I could say, if I got to choose our family for myself, with me being the center of the subject of this storyline, this is how my dream day would be, feeling like we were connected as a family. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We would wake up, me and Stephen, we would have a moment. I would see him look at me and be like, hey, you live here.
I'm excited about you.
Yes. We're together.
And this is all like, very true, everyone.
Me too.
Yeah.
And then I would feel fine to like go and do all the stuff that has to happen for the next 45 minutes.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
What?
I thought when you said I'd be fine to go and do all the stuff that has to happen, you were referring to the whole day. And I was like, wait. No, that doesn't feel true. But you said for the next 45 minutes.
Yeah.
That feels true.
So like, I don't need to like... And I think this is the misrepresentation. I think Stephen would be like, Aaron would like to get our kids ready for the day, holding hands, never, ever not be. No, I know that you don't really mean that. But like, right. I feel like that's what it can sound like I'm looking for. And that's not what I mean. Like, I'm probably not going to talk to you for the next couple hours if mm-hmm. I'm being. I mean, like, really talk to you. We're right. definitely going to be like, where's the box? Where's that bag?
Right.
What's the thing? But in terms of like, I feel like we've started out and it's like, okay, we're a team. Mm-hmm. All right, break. We go do this and we knock some stuff out. I do stuff, you do stuff.
But I think within that also it's like you've acknowledged me. You've noticed
yes.
me. You're excited about like me as a person. Like I think that's a real part of it.
At
least as I understand what
I think that
as we've had this conversation, what you've communicated.
Yeah, where it's for me, it's like the day is going to be stressful. There's no way around that, which mm-hmm. doesn't mean bad. It just means like, whew, there's going to be a lot coming our way, but we're going to do this as a team. Go. You do your stuff. I'll do mine.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, probably throughout the day that I was telling one of our kids this yesterday. We were on a walk and I was like, you know, I've noticed that dad's really trying to make me feel like he's paying attention to me. He sent me several texts today, like I think two, which is a few. Maybe
it's a lot for me. Yeah.
About like, hey, just checking on you. How's the day? Like that's meaningful to me.
Right.
And I'm like, it's been pretty great. Thanks. Like I'm not looking for like, let's like dissect our feelings in the middle of our work days.
And, like, right. Really... Well, and you're not a needy person and it's not like, you need to be.
I thought of you. I remembered we're together.
Right.
How are you?
These are the little things that help you feel connected or even to kind of, you know, you were on a walk with one of our kids, you know, to do something like, hey, I saw you were on a walk with them. Like, how did it go? Like, what did y'all talk about? Like to kind of show like an interest in your life and what you're doing and that what you're doing is important and special and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Totally.
I think is really... It's noticing you as a person, but also noticing you as a mom and also noticing like the work you're doing and all those other things.
Yeah. And then I think, so when we all come back together at the end of the day, I think, and this is another one of those examples where I do feel like couples, our relationship can be enhanced even with our kids around, because one of the things that endears me to you most, I mean, honestly, at this point in our life, most mm-hmm. is when you are like out there kicking a soccer ball. We have some very soccer focused kids right now. And like, I love that. I'm like, like, I think that this is sweet and good. And it does my soul good
when I'm present.
Yeah. And I feel like you're like, engaged, and it doesn't have to just be with me,
right?
But
with them, yeah,
yeah.
And so I think that this is what is really important is first of all to have these conversations and to know what these things are. So
for me, I'm trying to be in that moment is clear and not like
not critical.
Yes,
and we have had these clear, not critical conversations, and we've had these critical and unclear conversations.
Absolutely.
You know, so this is, you know, part of the practice and part of the work, but But I think the takeaway for me is, so I hear like, I think there's a real shift to not hear this as like, Aaron, you know, man, you're just nagging about all these things that I have to do, you know, and I got to do all this stuff perfectly or whatever it might be. Because I think that when it feels critical, that's sort of the tone.
Well,
and
when
the
it
spirit
feels critical,
it.
It's because around lunchtime I text and like, hey, good morning, nice to see you today.
Right. And
how could that sound critical?
And I think
it is critical.
But I think for me, what it is beginning to understand like, hey, these are meaningful things to you, my partner. These are the kinds of things that help you feel connected and close, like I care, like I'm attuned, like I am paying attention. And so in a way, like they don't feel like demands or nagging. They just feel like, oh, this is useful information. Like it's helpful for me to know this because I want you to feel like I care, and I want the little things to add up to feel like points of connection. And I think that it helps me think about it in those terms, and it does help when it's communicated clearly and not critically to be able to hear it that way, and I think it. Like for me as a partner, then I'm like, oh, like I know how to connect with my partner. like this is what helps bring connection. And I want to do that. And I can work towards doing that.
And I think that the other being very clear, because I honestly think that we should say from your side too, we mm-hmm. only got to about, we'll say 6 p.m.
Yeah. Well, we don't need to go the whole day,
but I think that if I'm starting to notice by lunch that I'm feeling frustrated or annoyed or like I'm because here's what happens. This is how disconnection stacks up is when we've started off the morning on the wrong foot because we're late and now we're just in go mode and like, right. I don't care about greeting you like and mutually, you know, like we've just right. got stuff to do and, you know, go. But then you start looking for other ways things aren't.
Yeah, you can find all the mistakes. You
yes,
can find all the reasons why.
I think mistakes is such a terrible.
But that's what I mean.
Yeah, that's right. You're looking for the flaws. You're looking for the yeah. breaks. You're looking for the disconnection.
This is why my partner is purposefully not
yes,
trying to connect.
Yes. Yeah. This is how it's intentional.
Yeah.
And I think that once we notice.
And we have those days too.
Uh-huh. And when you notice you have that lens, the correction doesn't have to be. We just keep going that way. You're like, oh my gosh, I have that lens. What happened today? What's been going yeah. on? And you say like, and then you do send the text or you have the call or you write the note or you send the email or whatever, you know, like however you all reach out during the day and say like, man, I'm noticing, I feel like we started this morning off. Like, I hope we can reset. Like, mm-hmm. I wish mm-hmm. we would have had a slower morning or like, oh, I feel like stressed mm-hmm. in the morning. I hope it doesn't win the afternoon. Thinking about you. Hope you're having a good day. Whatever.
Yeah.
Just a moment to reset rather than keeping the lens on and being like, no, mm-hmm. I will continue to find the ways that you are intentionally trying
right.
to disconnect from me,
right.
disengage from our life, and you're trying to.
So I think, yes. And so I think like if I were to do the flip
yeah.
side.
Yeah, yeah.
I think for me, thinking through this, trying to be clear, not critical. Just, you know, I heard that from a brilliant woman.
Philosopher.
I'm just trying to think of my general demeanor. I feel a certain sense.
Okay. Ooh.
Did it of overwhelm on a daily basis from a standpoint of like our work life.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm predominantly in charge of that.
Of
schedule.
Business and operations.
Yeah. Schedule, organization, which impacts our everyday life. Because if you're just learning this, Aaron and I, we work together. And so like I need like I'm in a way in charge of both of our schedules when it comes to that kind of stuff. Also, work is just a stressful thing. You know, it's our livelihood. It's our, you know, how we, you know, pay for soccer cleats and things like that. And so, there, you know, there's all those kinds of concerns. And I think on a normal day, I kind of wake up with what feels like a pretty big like list of things to do that generate some anxiety for me. I think how I feel a level of connection from you is that you're aware of that.
Yeah.
That you're aware of like that's what's running in my mind. And so like, and it's simple things like, so if I do like jump up in the morning and, you know, get going in the day and maybe don't have the greeting that, that I think is reasonable for you to want, that there's an understanding of like, not like what a, you know, jerk, terrible person, but like, oh, he must really, really be feeling sort of the burn of the day. And then, so it's like more really like an aware, like when I feel your awareness. So like yesterday, like I have, I also do some teaching and things like that. And so I generally typically, have a day where I go and I take some time and I grade, and I usually try to do that outside of the house simply because I'm at the house a lot because we work from home. And even like I came out of an appointment, I came upstairs, and then I was pretty quickly just kind of like, hey, I got to go. Great. And for me, you kind of being like, okay, great. You know, where are you going? Like, okay, see ya. That kind of thing. That feels super supportive and like helpful to me because it's like, she know, like Erin knows that I'm not just trying to get out of the house, or I'm not just trying to leave and not help, or, you know, not be here with the kids, whatever it is. She just knows that I have this pressure that I feel to get this stuff done. And she's fine with me doing that. And I think, so for me, it's much more just when I feel like you're aware of some of the pressure that I feel, and there's little ways of communicating that. So like even when I was grading yesterday, we were kind of texting back and forth a good bit, but there are also moments where I would just like stopped communicating and didn't like text back and continue to grade. And I didn't feel any like text pressure from you, like, hey, what's up? Like, hey, why aren't you responding? Because I think you're aware, like I'm grading, I'm doing stuff, like texting is not sort of the objective of why I'm out of the house. Grading is why I'm doing it. And like I just feel those things from you. And when I feel those things from you, I'm like, she gets me. She supports me. And it also does allow me to hear you better when you're like, hey, I feel like you're not maybe as like present or engaged here. Or when I've been able to go do those things, it actually helps me like kind of come back and be more present and engaged. And so I think that it feels a little different because that's not necessarily like, it feels more like a spirit and a attitude towards me that helps me.
I'm sorry. Yes. Go ahead. So, okay. I think that that's exactly right though, because I think that, the attitude piece, because everything you described, I'm like, oh my gosh, that is exactly right.
Yeah.
I think overall, I think what you are looking for, and a lot of partners are looking for, is an overall feeling of like, when I'm not connected, it's not because I don't want to connect with you. It's not personal.
Right.
But you're assuming my best, that it's like, because I'm stressed. So for me to approach, I think that's the clear and not critical thing. Back and forth is like, hey, you do seem disengaged, or like, I haven't made eye contact with you in 2 weeks. Like, right. What is going on? Rather mm-hmm. than like, you don't want to be a part of our family. Yeah.
You always do this. Mm-hmm. You're just so self-centered. You don't care. All you can think about or worry about is
yourself.
Work
the only thing you care about is whatever. Yeah. Yourself and your own stress and pressures. Mm-hmm. Don't you know we all have those? Like, mm-hmm. Oh,
I'm working over here too. Yeah, I get stressed in it. Exactly. That same kind of thing.
You need a big medal, a soft hug, because you're working like we all are. You know, like. But I think that the reason and the way couples can offer that, I would say like you assume each other's best.
Yeah.
Moments is when the overall feeling is like, because I'm not going to assume your best if when I if I feel like that you aren't trying.
Right. So it works in a circle. Your attitude towards me can be more open and gracious if my actions towards you are
open and gracious.
Engaged and present. And so we round and round. We can have a lot more space for
and
each
then,
other.
And then when it's off, it's the knee jerk, the reaction is like, hey, something must be going on, rather than
You are doing this.
Yeah. And you want to, and you don't even, it's because you don't care, and you never have, and you never will, and you never do.
Yeah.
And that can sometimes take healing, because sometimes this disconnection is two weeks old. But sometimes it feels like,
by the time the crusty couples have gotten to us, it takes some healing.
But it can happen too. There can be a new spirit in your relationship of, I do assume your best, because I often than not am receiving that. You know, like I do feel like you care about my needs. I do. Yeah. I do see that you're making the effort, to move towards us, because we do have different needs.
Right.
We do have different paces. We do have a shared one also.
So if you're a crusty couple.
Oh my gosh.
I love that.
I don't know
that's
why.
That's my quote of the day.
Special.
Crusty couple. You have clear, not critical. You have, it's the little things that bring us to disconnection, but it's also the little things that help us connect. And you said the little things that fix
what's broken.
I mean, that's where I have crusty couple. But if you're one of those couples, I think the first thing that you can do is take a deep breath. Recognize that you are that couple. Recognize that you are in the company of
many
other couples. It doesn't mean your relationship is awful or your partner's awful, but it does mean your relationship needs some attending to. And I think one of the first things, what you didn't like the
attending to.
Yeah. I don't know how to talk. Tending
to.
Yeah. You need some, your relationship needs some tending to. Thank you for the correction.
I didn't correct. I raised an eyebrow.
You were clear and critical. All in one.
All in one eyebrow.
I wish you could have seen her face. It was so clear and critical. But it means that your relationship needs some attention. And I think one of the first things that you can do is, I think actually the little exercise we just did, where what does connection look like for you in the day to day?
Right.
For Aaron, it was more these little actions. For me, it was more of this general attitude.
I think which has
actions with it, without a doubt.
Well, both ways, because really, if I feel like you're present and engaged, those are the actions that show me that.
Sure.
When you feel like I am accepting
so action and attitude combined.
Yeah.
Like what are the actions and the attitude that help you feel connected to your partner, and realize they're going to be different, they might be the same, but most likely they're going to be different. But you really need to think through, like, when I feel connected to my partner, this is what's happening. And then, like, communicate that to each other in a clear way, not in a critical way, but like, hey, this is what I'm noticing. Like, this is what I really like. This is what is helpful. And then I think that can give you a roadmap for how you can begin to do that in the little moments of each day.
Absolutely.
And then I think you really should, like, reassess, have this conversation, say, I think it's these things. Okay. Let's try it out. And then, give yourself a day, a couple of days, a week, and then say, hey, let's reassess. What did we notice? And really intentionally and purposefully begin to understand your pattern and dynamic, and how you can be very intentional and purposeful in shifting it, because that's how it shifts.
And even imperfectly, because no one's going to get their perfect day every day. It doesn't happen like that. But when you don't, because again, pretty often you won't, it's a difference, and we can make the adjustment. It doesn't have to just lead to the next day stacking up.
Both working towards that.
If you both care, like today did not go like we meant it to go. And it doesn't need to be like, because the end of whatever. Yeah. I mean, if it needs to be talked about, talk about it. If it doesn't, like, let's reset. Like, I would like, okay, tomorrow, new day.
Yeah. And again, I do think that the principles are that it is the little things that can help restore and renew. It's also the little things that can create difficulty, but we're looking at this from a positive place of like, it's the little things that can help your relationship grow, and in communicating, to be clear and not critical. And the way you can be clear is by saying, this is what I notice about myself. This is what I notice is useful to me. This is what I notice is helpful. This is what I notice I want. Rather than saying, you make me feel this way. You don't do these things. If you did this, it would be better. That is not the route to go. To be clear is to be clear about yourself and to communicate that with your partner. And I think that if you both can do that around these things, you can find those little ways each day that stack up and can help you feel very connected as a couple. Today's show was produced by Aaron and Stephen Mitchell. If you're enjoying the podcast, please hit the follow button and leave us a rating. This helps our content become more visible to others who might enjoy it, and it lets us know how we can keep improving the show. And as always, we're grateful for you listening. Thanks so much for being with us here today on Couples Counseling for Parents. And remember, working on a healthy couple relationship is good parenting.